Okay, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, we're learning our daily halacha siman kuf yud aleph, din smicha geula l'tefillah, laws of connecting redemption to amidah, which means saying Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, and then immediately going into our amidah. The idea being, based on the Gemara and Brachos, at first we internalize how much God is our Redeemer, how He's the one who's saving us, and then from that place of confidence, we go into our Amidah, and doing that will help our prayers be accepted in a much deeper way. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Tzarich lismoch gula l'tfilah." We need to connect gula l'tfilah. Lo yafzik b'nem, and we should not have any interruption between them. Afilu ba'amen achar gal Yisrael. Even to say amen after gal Yisrael, don't do that. Just say gal Yisrael with the chazan, and then immediately go into your Amidah. Lo b'shum pasuk, and don't say any verses. But Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach is not considered an interruption, because that opens up our spiritual gates and reminds us that we can't open our mouth without God's help. And so the Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalet clarifies that that's not an interruption, but except for that verse, we don't say anything. You might remember that in Mincha we do add a verse, Kishem Hashem Akra. But that's because in Mincha, there is no concept of Gula L'Tfila. We've already done that in the morning. So we're, so to speak, already inside, and we can therefore add that extra verse. Okay, so the Ramah points out, some people say you can say Amin Tagal Yisrael, and that's the custom. Interesting to note that nowadays it does not seem like that's the custom to answer Amin after Gal Yisrael. Rather, that's the inyan of Ga'al Yisrael. We don't say Amen. And therefore, our custom is that the Chazan will say Ga'al Yisrael silently so that you don't get confused and say Amen after him. And Rav Kanievsky says it's a beautiful minhag, though it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch says, well, it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, therefore, it's not a good idea. And Chazan say it out loud, and everyone just has to know not to say Amen. So either way is fine, whatever you choose. I personally do the first way, say it quietly, I think that makes sense. But there are poskin on either side. In any case, the Ramah continues, V'yesh the Hatzarech l'smok gula l'tvila, and l'davcha b'chol l'biyontif. On Chol or on Yom Tov, then we have this concept of Gula Tefillah. Aber b'Shabbos ein tzarich, but on Shabbos you don't have to connect Gula Tefillah. Why not? So the Rama explains: Perish the time of the Be'in on the Smicha Gula Tefillah. Chtiv Yanchah Hashem Yom Tara. Smich La Yuler Haton. Shabbos Lav Zman Tara. Since Shabbos is not a time of pain, we don't need this extra advantage of Gula Tefillah. We're already feeling redemption on Shabbos, and therefore you can have a little bit of interruption. And by the way, that might explain why we have this custom of saying Vishamru. You know, Vishamru b'nei Yisrael. So how can we sing that in that interruption? But it's Shabbos, so we don't have to worry about it. In addition, on Marv, we're not as concerned about this concept of Gula L'Tefillah. Chabadnik and others, I think the Vilna Gaon too, leave out the Vishamru, possibly because they do want to do this Gula L'Tefillah as much as possible, as the Ramah continues. Now, Yom Tov is a time of judgment a little bit. It's a little bit of a time of more pain, so therefore there is this concept of needing more Gula. If possible, it's good to be strict and not to interrupt between Gula and Tefillah as much as possible. Okay, continuing on, Simon Bet, Sif Bet, Achazen, Kishmat Achilash Man Esther Bekoram, Poder Bermer, Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach. The Shulchan Aruch writes, when the Chazen says his Shmon Esrei, he does say Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach, which a lot of Chazens don't know, but really you should start off with that. The Ramah doesn't disagree, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't disagree. I'm not really sure why a lot of people don't say it, but you should say that. As far as I know, maybe there's some posts that could disagree, but that's all I see here. Final halacha: im ad shelo karak liyat shema matativar mitpalim, lo yitvalel imen. if you come late and you're up, you want to join in to with the tzibur, the Daven Shemona Esrei with them, to get to say, start saying it with them, don't skip to Shemona Esrei. Ela korei kriyat Shema v'achar kach kitbal. Rather, say kriyat Shema and then say Gal Yisrael and then say Shemona Esrei. Mismach gula l'tvila adif. It's more important, this idea of connecting to Geula l'tvila, than it is starting your Shemona Esrei with the tzibur. That's true at Shacharis, by the way. At Marev, when we don't have this concept of the Geula l'tvila, you would immediately go in and say Shemona Esrei with them, and then later go back and say the rest of tefillah. But at Shacharis, saying Shema and Gal Yisrael takes precedence. So starting with the tzibur, there still is some level of davening with a minyan, even if you didn't start Shemona Esrei with them. Although, of course, ideally we would get there on time and be able to start Shemona Esrei with the tzibur. So that's some of the idea of halachas of Geula l'tefillah. I hope you learned some new ideas. I know I did. Again, for me, it's like when I learn a little bit of tefillah and I remember it. Even just a simple idea about how Hashem listens to our prayers, a little tefillah vort, a little dvar Torah, my tefillah is on a whole different level of kavana because I have that emunah that's in my heart. And I think the idea of connecting Geula to tefillah is to remind ourselves that Hashem is the source of our redemption. Once we remind ourselves of that, we can go into our amidah, a whole new level of bitachon, emunah, and our prayers will be accepted on a whole new level. So I hope you enjoyed this little tefillah shorty from the Kotel Maravi. If you do, please let me know, give me a like. If you have any comments or questions, send me an email. Have a wonderful day. Rav Keith signing out from the Kotel.